You're with Lauren Laverne in the live room, and I am with Alabama Shakes. Welcome, welcome one and all. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for having us today.
Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations. I mean, fantastic success of the album so far. Sound colour number one in America last week, which is fantastic.
Things is going great, you know?
How did you celebrate?
We didn't. We didn't celebrate. We celebrated by taking a flight home. Wonderful.
Well, that's not too bad. Heading back to enjoy the moment. So as you say, you know, you're kind of touring, playing live a lot at the moment. Did a show in London over the weekend. How was that? How's it all been going?
Yeah, we put a little secret show together over there in Hackney.
Yeah.
And it was great. Man, it was really great. It was fun. The crowd was, like, really intense and responsive. And, you know, it seems like they just appreciated some cheap tickets to come see a band that they like. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it never hurts, does it?
No, of course not.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we love playing and getting together and trying to get tighter and tighter and tighter.
For sure. I mean, your live performances are the stuff of legend. And Brittany, I know that you've said about when you perform, sometimes, you know, it's a bit like entering, I think, the spirit world, you've said.
Oh,
you know, on stage, you get that. Lose it. Well, you know, I learned at school. I try to keep up. You know, you kind of lose yourself in that moment. Is that difficult to do, put yourself through that every single night? Do you have to look after yourself?
Well, yeah, but I mean, the goal is, like, everybody is playing off of each other, and everybody's having a good time, and, you know, Zach's nodding his head, Heath's got his eyes closed, and everybody's just kind of in the zone. That's the goal, to get to that place, because that's when it's just fun, you know,
yeah.
It just feels good, and you're having a good time, and you're a band, and you're playing as a band. So, yeah, trying to do that every night isn't the easiest, but that's the goal, and that's what we're always searching for, so that's why we just keep doing it and keep doing it.
Brilliant. Well, we're so delighted to have you in session today, and you're going to do a couple of tracks for us. What are we going to hear first?
I think the first song we're going to play for you is Don't Want to Fight.
Okay, well, over to you guys. Alabama Shakes on 6 Music. Take it away.
Thank you very much. Ready, Heath?
Alabama Shakes performing live on BBC Six Music. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about making the new record, Brittany. The last one was obviously a huge success as well. Did that create a bit of pressure when it came to the follow-up?
No, I don't think making this record, I don't think we felt any pressure from anyone else other than ourselves. We want to do something we were proud of.
Yeah.
And just kind of prove to ourselves that we could still write songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was different from the first time we made the record, because this time we had a lot more time and a lot more resources, so we could really do what we always wanted to do. And so making this record is something that I personally, and I know the band, are very proud of, because it's just a reflection of what we've learned as musicians.
Absolutely. So tell me about your approach then, because as you say, you know, obviously that kind of initial success allows you a lot of kind of creative freedom, and you made some interesting decisions, including in your co-producer, mm-hmm. which is a young guy called Blake Mills. Mm-hmm. What made you choose him to work with?
Well, you know, Blake is a guy who's like really determined. If he wants something, he's going to go after it, and he's not going to stop until he gets it. And that can be good, because that means he can see in us a potential that maybe we don't see in ourselves. And he's like, no, guys, you keep working it. You're going to get this. This is going to be great. Whereas we're like maybe tired. We've been playing it 6 times, you know.
Yeah.
He said, no, you're so close. And, you know, he really just inspires us to keep going. And also his attention to detail. And, you know, we also love paying attention to all the small details. And we got along there.
Yeah. So what was the plan going into making the record, and did it go according to plan?
I mean, I don't think there was a plan. We kind of just showed up with a bunch of demos, and we're like, okay, here's this. And a lot of the demos made it, and some didn't. And that's kind of the process, just figuring out what instrumentation it's going to be. And, you know, some of the songs were only music, had to write up some lyrics, uh-huh. which is different, but you know, there was no plan. It was kind of like, let's see what happens.
Okay. And what about songwriting then? So you usually do that in advance, but not always, of getting into the studio?
Well, because this time was different. You know, before we had our whole lives to make our first record.
Of course, yeah.
So we had been playing that material for years before anybody heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time it was like, okay, we need to write some material. This is different. You know, it's not like get together Tuesday, Thursday and write stuff. So, some of the stuff we did was from rehearsals, and some of it was demos that I had written, and then some of it just kind of happened in the studio. A song like Shoegaze was a song we just kind of pulled out of our back pockets and like, oh, that was fun. You know, throw it on the record. And that's kind of the kind of record it became. It wasn't premeditated. It was just people making music and going like, oh, yeah, I think that'll sit well on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of touring, you know, between the last album and this. Did that experience of traveling together and being on the road inform the stuff that you were writing about, the stuff that you were thinking about?
I think maybe that whole experience made me personally a little more introspective.
Yeah?
Because I had a lot to think about. Yeah, like, you know, like, why us? Why do we have such success with our first record ever come out? You know, not self-deprecating in any way, just, you know, curiously thinking. Yeah. And like, okay, what are we going to do next? And, you know, just lots of thinking. And I feel like this is the kind of record that's like that. It's more imaginative and it's more thoughtful.
It's an interesting point to get to, isn't it? Especially when, you know, you've been working so hard to break through and to have that kind of moment. I guess there is that sort of, right, I'm here, now what kind of day. Yeah.
Sure, that would happen to anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think we let that happen to us to where it's like we're immobile by that thought.
Sure.
We're like, well, let's get to work.
And how do you do that? Is that with each other, or do you kind of think about, you know, people that inspire you and people who've been on that path and kept going and kept being creative?
I don't know. See, I got some advice before, which was whatever you're doing, if you really want to do it, just don't stop. And that's kind of what I'm flying by.
Who gave you that advice?
My stepfather.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good piece of advice. I heard a beautiful quote from you about your early days of touring, Brittany, which was that, you know, we'd never seen anything. We'd never seen the desert, the beaches in California, and we saw it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Did that, that must have made you very strong as a kind of group of people, made your relationships very strong in the band.
Yeah, and it was really fun because we all come from the same place.
Yeah.
And so you get to see all these people seeing everything for the first time, and you all have this, you all want to talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh man, look at the sky in the desert right now, and taking pictures of it and having a really good time making memories, you know. I think the first time we drove through the desert, I think we could tell that we weren't going to forget it.
Does that give you a different perspective on the place that you've come from and you know, your kind of early days, having gone through all that together?
Yeah, well, I would say what gives us a new perspective is probably traveling the world.
Yeah.
And I think the perspective I have is that I love my home, and I've learned a lot so that I can see my home in a different view. Because, like, now I love Athens, whereas before I couldn't wait to get out of it.
Yeah. So you're going to stay there for the foreseeable, do you think?
Maybe.
Okay. So where did you make the album? Where did you make Sound and Color?
We made Sound and Color in Nashville, Tennessee, at a studio called Sound Emporium.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what's it like there?
It's cool. It's got, like, a tiki bar in it.
That's a good start. And how long were you there for? Not the bar, the studio.
I was at the bar for 6 months.
Yeah. No, the album took a week.
No, I think really the album took about 6 months.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, listen, it's great to have you here sharing songs with it from the record with us, Alabama Shakes. Thank you so much for now.
More music in a bit.
Cheers. You're with Lauren Laverne, and I'm back in the live room with Alabama Shakes. Thank you very much for sticking with us, guys. Brittany, I read a great quote from you, which was, "I like all kinds of music. Nobody ever told me you got to pick one, so I never did."
No.
Is that all? You've always been a musical omnivore, even when you were growing up. You tried a bit of everything.
Yeah, I think all of us have been that way. Just anything that's interesting, anything that's, you know, doing its thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you love when you were little? Like, what's the first music that you can really remember loving?
The first music I remember loving was Elvis Presley.
Oh, any particular song?
Yeah. Hound Dog and Let's Play House.
Amazing. That's not a bad start, is it, really?
No, not at all. My great uncle, he was in a bluegrass band, and that's just the kind of music they played. And that's what I was, that's the first thing I ever latched onto.
Okay, and where did your musical travels take you after that? Was it around that time that you realized that you had a voice? Because you must have always known it.
No, I didn't know at all. I didn't know until, like, I would sing, but I just wanted to be in a band. So singing was like a means to an end, like me learning how to play guitar. I didn't really want to learn how to play guitar, but it was kind of like, I can. And to be in a band, you have to know how to play an instrument. So I tried to learn all the instruments because I just really wanted to form something with someone. And, you know, I never considered myself that great of a singer. I just did what I did. And you know, Zach would be in the band with me, and Heath would be in the band, and Steve would be in the band. So I figured, you know, I'm doing something right. But it was never the main focus.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. I would have thought you would be the kid that was put on your grandma's table to do a song for the rest of the family, that whole kind of thing, you know.
Now, when I was younger, I was too shy to sing for anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so when did that change, and how did that change?
I mean, I guess it changed. I really didn't mind it, you know. I was never shy anymore once I started wanting to be in a band. I guess from when I was 11 onward, I just said, oh, you know, you got to sing if you want to be in a band, so I'll sing. You know?
You got to put yourself through it.
Yeah, and also, you know, the voice is an instrument, so it's something you have to train. So it's not like I was just born this way. It's just something you got to practice and practice and practice, and then maybe after a while you get to develop your own style and something that's really comfortable with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really interested in your performance as well, because it is, you know, you've got such a kind of distinctive live performance, the way that you sing, and I wondered about the people that you grew up watching and whether you'd really kind of thought about. Who influenced you on that front? Because people have their own ideas, you know, and reviewers are going to say, oh, I see this and I see that, but, you know, I want to hear it from you.
I was always really driven to do, like, the best I could. So when I saw people like James Brown, I thought, well, that guy's the best. So whatever he's doing it right. And so I would kind of just take little lessons from that, like, you know, be exciting, be something exciting to look at.
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, it was just natural.
I'm not sure anybody needs anybody else if they've got James Brown.
Well, I'm not James Brown. Of course I'm not.
No, but that's a kind of touchstone. Like, you're pretty much covered, right?
Like you see the greats and you watch them and you're just like enthralled, you know. You're locked on them. And James Brown's one of those people. Freddie Mercury, for me, is one of those people. And also, like, Erykah Badu is one of those people for me. Because they got their whole, they got this whole atmosphere around them.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's the way you do it.
Okay. I know that you and Zach met at school, and I wondered whether you bonded over music as kids or whether it was something else.
No, it was music. You know, I knew he played bass, and I just asked if he would come listen to some of my music in his car after school. And he listened to it, and I was like, so do you want to come play? And he's like, yeah, I'll come play. And then that's it. I mean, we just started playing together.
It just went from there?
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, you know, all the kind of success and touring that you would imagine over the summer. You've got some dates coming up. You're going to be headlining the Great Escape Festival in Brighton next weekend, this that's weekend right. coming. What have you got planned for us?
Well, we're going to play our songs. And we're gonna play our songs for you. We're going to play a lot of the new ones because it's exciting for us to play these new ones right now because now people know the material.
Yeah.
Now people know the songs. And so I think it would be interesting for them to see who's playing which part and how we pull this off. And that, for me, would be exciting to see. So, you know, we're going to bring it the best we can. And, you know, we got a 9-piece band now. We got 3 backup singers from Columbus, Georgia. We got Shanae, Karita, and Lloyd helping us out.
Sounding great. Hi, guys.
We got Paul Horton on the keys now helping us out.
Welcome.
And, I mean, we're just trying to do the best we can for everybody. And it's very much a group effort. Like, it absolutely involves the audience. The more rowdy the audience is, the more comfortable we feel. And then it just becomes something wonderful.
Are British audiences rowdy? I mean, obviously, you know, you guys get around a bit. You know your global audiences. How do we fare in the rowdy stakes? Because people probably would think that we were quite polite and kind of hold back. But I'm not sure that's true.
You get a few drinks in you. Start loosening up. I mean, I'm not going to compare you to Brazil.
Oh, how are they in Brazil?
Oh, they take their clothes off.
Okay, so, you know, we're maybe not quite there yet, but we're still a little bit of English reserve, a British reserve.
So, people, if you come see us at the Great Escape.
Yeah, exactly. Pretend you're in Sao Paulo. Yeah. Don't think you're in Brighton.
Pop off them tops.
Guys, it's wonderful to have you here. We'd love another track. What's it going to be?
We're going to play for you a song called Future People.
Over to you. This is Alabama Shakes on 6.
Thank you.
Alabama Shakes live on BBC Six Music. Absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so very much for coming to see us.
Oh, thank you so much for having us today.
It's fantastic to have you on the show. Congratulations on the success of the new record. It's a really wonderful album. And quite a few live dates coming up over the summer. I mean, obviously Great Escape, but then you're going to be doing a Glastonbury Festival, and you've got the Brixton Academy booked for the end of the year as well.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we are here on your island country to have a very good time.
Well, we're so glad. Never leave. You may never leave.
Oh, I'm going home.
Oh, no. Oh, well. Okay, we'll enjoy you while you're here then. Alabama Shakes, thank you so much, guys.